the idol. In the kitchen, a big black blur turns its blind face to stare. I let it look. I'm nothing. Seven among the props of bankruptcy, the pen and banker and pale ledger, where grandma is turning to stone under two slow oars of a ceiling fan. Big as a houseboat in her slip, she sits in the fiery block of red that is a leather armchair and watches the capitals of Europe fall again in the fires of the TV screen while trucks boil down I-40 to where the atom bomb is parked out in the desert near Tonopah. When they dig that geyser out of the ground, it does not bend or nod. It clings to the horizon, pale, intent, shy, proud. At night, it smolders in the slot between two silos while Ely burns like a lit fuse between its two beautiful small black hills. And looking up from the fire in the hold of the big black iron warship of her stove, a groan rises in the flue of Grandma's throat like smoke off a lamp wick, and her heart, down on one knee, puts down the other.